Let's then reflect with shame on the significant benefits we have already received, as well as the great benefits we are still to receive. If a poor person comes to us begging, let's welcome them warmly, offering comfort and lifting them up with our words. This way we may also encounter similar kindness both from God and from others. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This rule contains nothing difficult or offensive. Do what you wish to receive, it instructs. The principle is fair. It doesn't simply say don't do what you wouldn't want to receive, but it goes further. The former suggests avoidance of wrong relative to the latter, which involves active goodness. It doesn't just say wish for others what you also wish for, but instead do unto others. And what's the benefit? This is the essence of the law and the prophets. Do you wish to receive mercy? Then show mercy. Do you hope to obtain forgiveness? Then grant it. Do you not want to be talked badly of? Then don't speak evil. Do you desire praise? Then give it. Do you not want to be wronged? Then don't you steal? Do you see how it exhibits that virtue is inherent and we don't need external laws or mentors? For in the things we want or don't want from our neighbors, we impose rules unto ourselves. So if you wouldn't want something done to you, yet you do it, or if you would want it done, yet you don't do it, you condemn yourself, and from this moment, you can't claim ignorance as an excuse for not knowing the right thing. Hence, I urge you, having established this rule within ourselves, for ourselves, and understanding this that is written so boldly and concisely, let's interact with our neighbors the way we wish for them to treat us. This way, we can enjoy present peace and secure the good things of the future through the grace and love towards men of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom to the Father, along with the Holy Spirit, be glory, power, honor, now and forever, and forevermore. Amen.